The United States has a backlog of immigration cases approaching 700,000. Citing a need for financial oversight, the Trump administration has chosen to suspend a national program advocates say has been proven to make the system more efficient and less costly. From the Frontiers Desk in Phoenix, KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports, the halt means the end of a major immigration court program for people who cannot afford a lawyer.
Raul Torres shovels sand in the backyard of an expensive new home north of Tucson. It's warm today, and leveling the ground for a patio is hard work. Torres would rather be here, though, not back in Honduras, which he had to flee suddenly. He says a police officer threatened him because he was in a relationship with his son. Torres bounced around Mexico for a bit, then heard the United States welcomes people in the LGBTQ community. He got caught jumping the border and spent about a year locked up. He says detention was lonesome. Torres recently won his asylum case, but he's not sure things would have worked out if people from the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project hadn't helped. He says he could have been deported to Honduras and killed. The sometimes life and death stakes of immigration cases were what led to the founding of the Florence Project almost 30 years ago by attorney Chris Brelgi.
And I think the project over the years has blossomed.
In fact, it led to a federally funded national program that will stop on April 30th. Brelgi first got involved because an immigration judge in Arizona was worried that people who didn't have an attorney but did have a legitimate right to stay in the U.S. were being sent home to die.
So the system was weighing heavily on the judge's conscience because he didn't think that this was right.
Unlike criminal cases, the government does not have to pay for a lawyer for people in immigration court. Most in Arizona go through the process alone. So the Florence Project invented a system to teach people how to represent themselves. It developed crash courses on how the legal process works, helped people with legitimate cases, and gave sobering advice to those who didn't.
That person's going to leave more quickly.
The result, he says, was a little bit of grease on the wheels of justice, and a model that led to a national rollout of the Legal Orientation Program in 2003.
Why not have some efficiency in the process, save the taxpayers some money, and at the same time, do justice for those who have a right to stay?
At the project's office in Florence, legal director Laura St. John takes notes as she talks on the phone with a member of her team.
I think that plan makes a lot of sense in terms of like filing a motion for leave to submit.
St. John's handful of attorneys work with thousands of people held in Florence and Eloy on any given day. The Florence Project will lose about $500,000 to help pay their salaries when the legal orientation program stops. St. John only got 3 weeks' notice.
It's hard to understate how profound of an effect this will have on our project.
A Justice Department official says the program will pause while an audit is done because there's only been one review in 15 years, the methodology was unorthodox, and taxpayers need to know what they get for $6 million. But there is no restart day scheduled, and St. John says the program has already been proven to save about $18 million.
The majority of the savings that are created through the project are because people move through the court system more efficiently and spend less time in detention.
Halting the program will slow down immigration judges now facing quotas and add to the growing backlog of cases, she says.
People will be wrongly deported to countries where they may face extreme danger.
Poder comprar ropa y poder tener también para la comida.
Unlike in Honduras, Raul Torres says laying concrete tile for this patio will pay him enough money to buy food and clothing. Without the Florence Project, he might have given up his asylum case and been sent back to face the police officer who threatened to kill him. Instead, he got due process. And though the Florence Project is working to make sure it can still help people like Torres beyond the end of April, it's unclear exactly what that will look like. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.